You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Genesis chapter 45, and we'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Then Joseph could not control himself before all those who stood by him. He cried, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stayed with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, so that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of Pharaoh heard it. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed at his presence. So Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, please." And they came near. And he said, "I am your brother, Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are yet 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry, and go up to my father, and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not tarry. You shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children, and your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. There I will provide for you, for there are yet 5 years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have do not come to poverty. And now your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father of all my honor in Egypt, and of all that you have seen. Hurry and bring my father down here." Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. After that, his brothers talked with him. When the report was heard in Pharaoh's house, "Joseph's brothers have come," it pleased Pharaoh and his servants. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Say to your brothers, 'Do this, load your beasts and go back to the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households and come to me, and I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. And you, Joseph, are commanded to say, "Do this, take wagons from the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Have no concern for your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours.'" The sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the command of Pharaoh, and gave them provisions for the journey. To each and all of them he gave a change of clothes, but to Benjamin he gave 300 shekels of silver and 5 changes of clothes. To his father he sent as follows: 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, bread, and provision for his father on the journey. Then he sent his brothers away, and as they departed he said to them, "Do not quarrel on the way." So they went up out of Egypt and came to the land of Canaan to their father Jacob. And they told him, "Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt." And his heart became numb, for he did not believe them. But when they told him all the words of Joseph which he had said to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. And Israel said, "It is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive." I will go and see him before I die. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to read this portion of Scripture together today. And Father, we're grateful to see the things that took place in this portion of your word. As Joseph, whom Jacob presumed all these years was dead, was now shown to be alive. And Jacob and his sons and their entire family were going to be cared for and provided for in the land of Egypt. Father, we're grateful to see the way these events played out, and we're grateful to know that you saved many lives in what you were doing. Likewise, Father, we're grateful for the fact that you've chosen to save our lives as well. You accomplished this through your Son, Jesus Christ, who was crucified and whom many looked at and said, he's dead. And he certainly was dead, but he who was dead came back to life. He who was presumed to be dead was now walking among the living. And your Son appeared to many before he ascended back to heaven. And through faith in your Son, you assure us that we have a place at your table. We have a place in your kingdom. You have promised to provide for us for all eternity. And we're grateful that you've chosen to do so because we know we didn't deserve it. Just as Joseph's brothers didn't deserve to be blessed in the ways that they were being blessed, we didn't deserve and don't deserve the ways that you choose to bless us. But we're grateful, Father, that you show mercy and you give grace and you display your favor upon those who call on the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us and for granting us a place in your eternal kingdom. We commit ourselves to you today. And we thank you for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. If you enjoy our show and would like to support the work we're doing, you can always buy me a coffee. Just visit buymeacoffee.com/John Stonge or click the link in this episode's description. Thanks again for all your support, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.